Is daf tzadi. So we got to the bottom of pei tes amud beis. So this gemara in amud aleph is a very, very tricky gemara. It's one of the gemaras where the gemara starts talking as if you know what's going on, but they don't really tell you what's going on until the end of the gemara. So we have to kind of walk slowly and kind of hold on to it until the gemara explains really what's going on. So here in the gemara, the bottom of pei tes amud beis, the gemara tells us that amar ulav isay merebo shaya ef shu yodei chavrin bavloi. Is it possible, my dear friends in Bavel? They know taima de hai milsa. They can understand this strange situation. What does that mean? We said above that ze hifrish tle lepischo, vze hifrish mals lepischo. So one guy set aside a sheep. He's a guy who's in charge. He's running the whole chabura. He set aside this is a sheep for the Karim Pesach. Now he needs to add people to the guest list. But there's kedusha on this tle. This tle is niskadesh with the kedushas Pesach. Now another guy comes. Shimon comes along, he wants to join in, so he set aside $50 so he could buy into this Pesach. So he gives $50, but he already was makdish this money. So now he uses hektish money to buy Pesach, to buy into the Kar Pesach, which already has Kedusha. So he asks the Gemara, Zeh hifrish lev lepischo, v'zeh hifrish maos lepischo, heyach hektish chal hektish. How does my money, which already has hektish, how is that chal on top of the Pesach, which already has hektish, to now allow the money to be used as a chulin, right? Let's say I'm moving. So I bought my Pesach for, I don't know, let's say $1,000. I don't know how much a sheep costs, but $1,000 for a sheep. It's mine. So now it's already Kedusha. You come along and give me $100 that you set aside, that you were makdish ready, you want to use for your Pesach. You give it to me now. So I keep the money, because I don't need the money for the Pesach. I already bought it. You just pay me back for what I already paid. Problem is, your money is already hektish, because you set aside $100. How does that now come into my pocket to be chulin money for me to use? How does that work? So asks Gemara, heyach hektish, chalal hektish, dikatani mos shebiyada chulin. How does the money that you now give me, how does it become chulin? It's not chal anything, because my sheep already is fully kadosh. There's no room for your kadosh to be chal on my sheep. That's the question. Okay. That's an interesting question, a challenging question. And now this is where it gets tricky, though. So now on the top of Daf Tzadi, the Gemara says, Amar Abai says, Ilav de okmi Rabbi Oshaya lahi. So now Gemara is talking about something we haven't introduced yet. We're going to see. I was thinking about actually doing the Gemara out of order to make it clear, but we're not going to. The Gemara, in a few lines from now, is going to present to us a Mishnah about giving a hektish to an Esen, to Esen Zona. You give a Zona, you pay her for her services, so you give an animal that's Kadosh. So the Gemara there says that the Kedusha, the Isser will be Chal in the Kedusha. We'll see how that works. Just bear with me. And he says that's a case where you include the Zona in your Chabur, where your Meman is Zona al Pischo, so she has a Chelek in your Karban Pesach. So this says the Gemara, again, it's not going to make full sense until we get to the bottom of everything. So Abai says, Ilav de Okmi Rabbi Shai Lahi b'Mamon Zona al Pischo. Had Rabbi Shai not explained that Mishnah, where you gave an animal, a carbon, to the Zona, if it wasn't where you include her in your Chabura, and he also says it's according to Rebihi, had not made this Okimta, I would have said otherwise. I mean, we're trying to think of a situation, how is it possible that a person could create an Isser on a carbon Pesach? A carbon Pesach, the din is that an Essen can be Chal on a carbon Pesach, because no one owns it, it's Hektish. I can only Aser that which is mine, that I own. If I don't own it, I can Aser. So if I already set aside a carbon, which is now hektish, and one gives it to a zona, how could there be an isser? It's the hektish. You can't asser a hektish animal if I own a regular animal and it's given to a zona. So then there's an isser, essen that's chal on this animal, and then you can't be used for an animal that's for carbon. But if it's a readiness kaddish with kedusha, so then you can't asser that which is hektish. It's not in my possession anymore. So Rabbi Shaya says it's a situation where you let the Zona have a chelek in your Karim Pesach, so it's not fully hektish. She has a partial ownership to it, and since it's a partial ownership, it's owned by a Baal, the Isser could be chal on that. Okay, just bear with me. And it's also according to Rebbe, we have to see who Rebbe is. So just again, we're going to read through the next 10 lines slowly, and then we'll fit everything in after, hopefully it'll make sense afterwards. So again, Amar Abai. Ilav de okmi Rabbi Shai la hiba mamona zona al pischa. Had he not established the mission in Temura, which we haven't seen yet, is where you included the zona on the Karim Pesach. And Rebbe, and Yosef to assume it's according to Rebbe, so we'll see Rebbe as well. Havo mok minule, I would have explained the mission in Temura. Why would you have thought that there's an Isser Esnan on a carbon? I would have said la hiba kachim kalim. It's referring to not a Pesach. It's referring to a kachim kalim. Valiba de Rabbi Yosef Lili. He has this shita. Damar kachim kalim mamun bailim. When you bring a kachim kalim, which is a shlamim, we view it as the owner still has a bailis over it. Even though it's hektish, I still have bailis. And since I still have bias over it, I have ownership, and Essen can be chal on this, but not a carbon Pesach. I would have said it's kachim kalim, I would have said. About Pesach, to say that a carbon Pesach, you would have thought that an Isser Essen could be chal on carbon Pesach? No, I wouldn't have thought so. Because b'Pesach lo mishayer inish, when a person buys a Pesach, and then later on he adds people into the guest list, he doesn't leave any room. There's nothing chulin about it. The Karim Pesach, when I buy it, it's cool kadosh. I don't leave, 90% kadosh and 10% for people to join in. I pay for everything up front, and people want to pay me back afterwards, but the Pesach itself is kadosh. There's no space for an essence to be chal on a Karim Pesach. So that's what I said about Pesach, lo mishayer inish, as opposed to most. Let's say I collect money for the Pesach. I don't buy Pesach. I say, I'm going to collect money first, and then I'll buy it. So then, in that situation, the din is mos, a person would be vade mishar inish, that person certainly would leave room when you collect money, that can be a chalos of kedusha on the mos. The person doesn't pay everything. We'll see, again, this is still confusing. The mekara, initially, ki mafrish lehu adayte dehacha mafrish lehu. When initially you set aside the money, you set aside the money that could be used for a chulun. So what's going on here? So let's say the Karim Pesach itself, you can't aser. That much you can't aser. I said a makdish animal, that's true. But money that's given, let's say I buy the animal, the Karim Pesach, and you pay me money, but you set aside your money as hektish. You set aside as hektish that when you pay me back, I can use the money how I want. In other words, this very case here, we said, how does Mos Kodesh bichal on a Karim Pesach that's Kodesh? Because when you set aside the money initially, it was al tanai, that's only hektesh temporarily. But the moment you pay back me, who paid for the Pesach, it's going to turn into chulin. So although my carbon Pesach itself, there's no space for chulin, it's all kadosh, the money you're giving me that's hektesh does have space for chulin. It was only a temporary type of hektesh. So that's what he says here about Pesach, lo mishar inish, but bimos vadai mishar inish. Why? The mikara initially, when you set aside money, you set aside money so that when you pay back the owner of the Pesach, I could use it however I please. Yeah. Okay, sometimes the pinyon maybe. Not quite, because the pinyon doesn't work anymore. The pinyon won't work. Hektish to hektish. It's not. It's not pinyon, because if it was pinyon, there wouldn't be a shaila. It's not pinyon. Pinyon doesn't work. But it's only you makdish it on a certain tanai that's not really kadosh. So then the Gemara says, v'ha Rebbe hi, and that's the opinion of Rebbe. We haven't seen Rebbe yet. Rebbe is the one who holds that when you set aside money for hektish, he says you could use it. If I own the Karim Pesach, so we're going to see that when you pay it back, some say you have to use the money for Karim Pesach related items. I have to buy firewood. I can't use it for my own pocket. I can't use it for buying a suit. But Rebbe holds that the money I get paid back from my Karim Pesach may be used even for buying a suit. Nothing to do with the Karim Pesach. So this is all according to Rebbe, that the money that I'm paid back with, even though it's hektish, it was al das, that I, as the owner of the Pesach, could use it however I please. So that's all Rebbe. Umishim hachi, maos shebiyad l'chulun. And that's why this Gemara says here initially, the maos l'chulun. Again, the reason is, when the person's makdish the maos for the Pesach, it was on condition that the owner could use it for whatever he wants to for chulun. And that explains this. But this all, if you don't assume like Rebbe Shaya and Rebbe, how to understand the Mishnah about Pesach, it's all if you assume it's like Rebbe Yosef Glili, that din. Okay.
Yeah. His point is, with respect to the person before the transaction, when he set it aside, he could then still use it to buy a suit.
When he set aside the maos that he wants to use for his Karim Pesach, when it gets to the owner of the Pesach, that owner, exactly, he could use it whatever he wants to.
If
you
couldn't, then he wouldn't get paid. Meaning
No, he could use it for things related to Karim Pesach, like buying the wood.
It's not
chulun, right. I'm saying this only makes sense. It's less valuable, but the money is still hektish, so some hold you have to use it for something related to Karim Pesach, which might be the wood, it might be the maror, might be matzah, but it has to be related. It's not fully chulun.
Right.
But this Gemara said it was fully chulun. It's only according to Rebbe that says, because when you initially makdish the money, it was al tanai, that the owner could use it however he pleases.
And those other folks that don't agree with Rebbe, they held prior, when it's still in the original, the purchase, so called them, the purchases on hand, he would not have been able to use it for firewood. That would have been designated only for Karim Pesach.
Well, we'll see. Gemara says firewood. There's 2 days later in the Gemara, but it has to be something related to Karim Pesach. It's much more limited how it could be used. So that's how he explains all of this. And then the Gemara says, Vahi de Kamoki la Rabushaya Karebi. And that Mishnah in Mesechus Tumah, which we haven't seen yet, which they said Rabushaya says is like according to Rebbe, says, Lo Mokmina la Anak Rebbe. I would not have said that's like Rebbe. Because that Mishnah, the Bepesach Lo Mishayer Inish, the Mishnah in Maseches Tmura according to Rebbe, there's no space in the Pesach. When you're makdish a Pesach, there's no chulim. It's a davar hektish entirely. So there shouldn't be a havamina that a chid iser esnan should be chal and kar Pesach. He couldn't have explained that was Rebbe and Pesach, because the Pesach, lo mishayir inish. We're going to skip the few lines. So I wasn't happy with the Rav Oshaya's okimta of that Mishnah. And furthermore, v'ha lek logme, and this brisa here, that the brisa is talking about when you buy the kar Pesach, and the guy pays him back most hektish, I can use the money for chulim, you can't say that's lokma k'Rebbe Yosi, that can't be Rebbe Yosi either. He's just trying to cover all his bases, because the brisa here, the tani be hamocher olasa v'shlama v'lo asa v'klum. If you try selling your ola and shlama, the brisa had said earlier on yesterday's daf, the sale isn't good. But Rebbe Yosi Aglili, who holds that kachim kalam are mamun bailam, you should be able to sell shlamim since it's kachim kalam. So this brisa can be Rebbe Yosi Aglili, because you should be able to sell shlamim. So how do we explain the end of the brisa that if you sell karm pesach, the most become chulim? It's not Rebbe Yosi Aglili, rather it's the position of Rebbe, that Rebbe held that when most hektish are given for pesach, it can be used as chulim. Now the Gemara says, v'hasha, however. So even though he concedes that Rabbi Oshaya does say the Mishnah in Temura is like Rebbe, Hashta the Okmi Rabbi Oshaya Lahi, that Mishnah is b'mamona zuna zon apischo, Rebbe, once he established that way, so then he argues with what I say, Shema Amina, you must hold the Sfirle Afilu apischo Mishar Inish. The very fact that he allows a car in Pesach, you could include the zona in the Pesach. And that zona will theoretically create an Isser in the Pesach, must be, when an owner buys a Pesach, he's not makdish it 100%. He's makdish it only partially, and as people continue to add to the list, they're adding kedusha to it. So there's always space in the chulim. So when I buy my car in Pesach, let's say I put $1,000 up front, I only put, let's say, 10% of it is hektish, however that works. 90% is still chulim, and therefore as people add and pay me back, that money is being chal on the car in Pesach. So when the zona joins a chabura, she also joins, and she owns it, the essen would be theoretically chal and ask the car in Pesach, had we not had a gzeirah kasuv as we're going to see. Okay. That was a bit confusing because we don't know what we're talking about just yet. So let's try to now read the Gemara, and maybe this will we look back on our own and we can figure out how everything plugs in smoothly. So the Gemara says now two wide lines down. So Mahi the Rebbe Oshaya. What is this Rebbe Oshaya we're talking about? So the Gemara quotes a Mishnah Ditnan. Nasan la mukdashin besnana hare elu mutarim. If you give her an animal that's already kadosh, so then as an essen is paying for the service, that's mutter. There's no isser that can be chal on that which is hektish. We'll see why in a moment. If ofos tachulun, if you pay her birds that are chulun, just regular birds, then theory can be used as a carbon, but currently they're chulun. Hare elu asur, and that's asur. Those become have an isser esen. An isser esen, the Gemara says, may not be used as a carbon. The pasuk says it can't use as a carbon. So if it's already a carbon and then it's paid to her, an esen's not chal on a carbon. But a chulun that's paid, the esen is chal on the chulun, and that chulun animal may not be used as a carbon. So the Gemara says, Shehaya Bedin, it's logical to say, Ma'im Mukdashim Shemum. Now, Mukdashim means animals, a behema that's Mukdash. So Ma'im Mukdashim, animals that are already Mukdash, Shemum Poso Behem. We know Mum is Poso Behema. You have a cow, a sheep, a goat. If they're Mumim, it passels it. However, even though the Mum is passeling, Ein Esnan U'mechir Chalem, but the Isser Esnan, the Isser of giving to a Zona, Mechir is if you swap it with a Kelev, Mechir Kelev, those are not Chal on a Behema that's Mukta, Shalem. Ofos, Shein HaMum Posa Ben, there's a cloud by Ofos, there's no Psul Mum when it comes to Ofos. So Ofos, Shein HaMum Posa Ben, if Mum is not disqualifying an Oph, Ein Odin Shein Esnan U'mechir Chalem, certainly the Esnan U'mechir should not be Chal on Ophos either. So how come we're saying it's chal on them? Again, behemas are much more sensitive. If a mum is passeling a behema, but we're saying that Essen does not pass a behema, then Oph, when a mum doesn't pass an Oph, certainly an Essen shouldn't pass an Oph either. So why are we saying that Essen is passeling an Oph? Tamalomer lechol neder, the extra pasuk says lechol neder lerabos es ofos is a special gzeres akasuv to include even ofos are going to be subject to the iser of Essen. So then the Gemara says, well, once we have that ofos are subject to esen, so we can now apply kavachomer and say that even behemas should be subject to an esen. Kavachomer lemukdashim now. Me'ata, ma ofos shein amum posabem, yet esen u'mechir chalalem, so mukdashim shein amum posabem, an animal, a behema that's mukdash, where it is subject to mum, certainly ein odin shein esen u'mechir chalalem, certainly an esen should disqualify the behema mukdashim. So Tamalon, the Pasuk says, l'chol neder prat l'nidver. The Isser of Esnam It's only chal on that which you're going to be makdish. That's not hektish yet. That's chul now. But that which is ready lechol nidur, that already is nidur, that's already hektish, that's not part of the iser esen. A special gzeir sakasav says an esen not chal on that which is hektish. It's only chal on that which is chul. Okay, so that's the whole joshua. So now the Gemara says, it makes the following deal. Ela taima de kasav rachman on neder, only because the pasuk says neder. So do we say muktashim is not subject to iser esen? Ha lav hachi. Had we not had the joshua, have I mean I would have thought muktashim chal iser esen alayim. Then iser esen would be chal and muktashim. But how could an iser esen be chal on that which is hektish? V'ha ein adam oser davar shenu shalol. If I don't own it, the hektish is going to the base of Mikdash, it's a karbon, and it's given to a zona, that iser esen is only chal on that which you own. That which you don't own, it can be chal on. So that's where the Rav Hashaya says, b'mamona zona al pischo. It's a situation where you add the zona to the chabura on the list, which means that when she joins into the carbon chabura, the carbon pesach chabura, there is some space for it. It wasn't fully hektish, it was still chulin until the people add to the guest list, they add more kedusha. So since she comes in, it's paid for the essen. This is your, you know, this is your joining the chabura. So the woman would think the eser essen should be chal on the carbon pesach, because it's not kulo kadosh, and that's what should have happened had not been for the gzeiras hakasav lechol neder prat l'nidur. But that's all the idea. So Rabbi Shaya clearly holds that the carbon pesach is not fully kadosh. When people are makdish it, they leave space, this chulin space, for other people to join the carbon pesach. That's Rabbi Shaya. Now we have to explain what's Rebbe. Who's Rebbe? And this is all according to Rebbe. My Rebbe, the Tani, the Braisa says im yimat habayis meyos miseh. If you don't have enough money to buy the sen, right? The pasuk goes on to say, the continuation is important here, the miyamat habayis mihayos miseh, v'lokach hu shcheina hakarv albeiso, he decides to include all his friends and neighbors and relatives, because he can't afford it, he can't pay the $1,000 for the carbon pasuk, so everyone chips in, they buy it together. So the pasuk, the Gemara says, miyamat habayis mihayos miseh, if he lacks the funds to buy a sheep, hechei miseh, he should try to raise the money for the sheep. So when he starts raising the money, that money used may only be used related to the Karim Pesach. He can't raise money for his own pocket. That doesn't work. That's according to the Tanna Kama. But Rebbe Omer, af michdei mekach, shim ein lo memana acher imo apischo v'chagigaso, umol shebiyado chulim, shamnas kein hikdishu yisrael aspischem. I'll read that in a second again. Well, let's say a guy lacks money. He doesn't have money to buy a suit. He could actually make money off the Karim Pesach. He could use it as a, you know, people make money off of mitzvahs all the time. So he says, you know what, I'm going to get a sheep. I know I get a good deal now. I'll buy the sheep now for $500. I know they're going to go up in price later on. So Pesach time, I'll sell it for $1,000. I'll get people to join in. They, you know, it's really $50 to cover my cost, but I'm going to charge them $100.
You can make profit?
Make profit, yeah.
Because the value goes up.
Whatever the reason is, he can make profit. He raises the market, whatever it is. He raises the money and he pockets the extra money. It's a good businessman. He did the work, he did the research, he did the beaker, he got the sheep. So he can raise money for it, whether the value goes up or he wants to just make profit, and he can pocket it. That's the Shita of Rebbe. So while according to the Tanna Kamma, you could only use the money for the Karim Pesach itself, you can't pocket it, Rebbe holds you could use it for your own money. I'll read that again. Rebbe Omer, af michdei mechach, even to just make money off of it, he'd be allowed. Shim ein lo, if he doesn't have enough money for just regular, you know, household items, mimana acher imo, he could include someone in the pischo, v'achagigaso, umal shabiyad the chulim, but why? Shamanas kein, hikdishu yisrael pischem. That's how when people are makdish the hekdish, the pesach, it was on condition that they can make money off of this. That's the shita of Rebbe. So now the Gemara is trying to understand this machlokas between the Tanna Kamma and Rebbe, how the money may be used. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Rebbe Zeira, they had a machlokas. Chad amar ve'etim letzliyaso klu amel pligi. Everybody agrees to buy firewood for the roasting of the Karim Pesach. Everyone agrees. The chevin de katanta de takanta bePesach. Who could go for the Pesach dummy? Since this is in order to enhance, to cook, to roast the Pesach, it's like the Pesach itself. And that would certainly be allowed. You can certainly raise money to buy the firewood. No one argues on that. Keep pligi one, do they argue? B'matzah umara. Could you use the proceeds to buy matzah umara, which are not the Pesach itself? So that's a machlokas. Rabbanan savrei ha'achila achrisi. That's viewed as a separate mitzvah, and you cannot use the money you made off the Pesach to buy the matzah umara. However, Rebbe savar, kevan de hichshir hichshir the Pesach, who since it enhances, since it's part of the mitzvah, it's considered kiguf for the Pesach dummy. Interesting machlokas. How correlated are the mitzvahs of matzah mara to Pesach? That's one understanding of this machlokas. But chadamar, b'matzah mara nami chuyam lo pligi. When it comes to the matzah, when it comes to the mara, nobody argues it. The chsiv amatzah merom yochlu, that eating the matzah with the mara and the Pesach is part of the what's a mitzvah. No one's going to contest the fact that you could use the money for that. Certainly you can. The chayvin the machshir and the Pesach ninu kepesach dummy. Since they are there to add, to enhance the Pesach, that certainly the money can be used for that. When do they argue? And this is where we're going to connect everything. Ki pligi likach bo chaluk likach bo talis, to buy himself a suit, to buy himself a shirt, to buy himself a robe. That's where they argue. Rabban savre meyos miseh amrachmana hachayel l'seh, only that which relates and correlates to the mitzvah karm Pesach, as opposed to a suit and shirt don't. However, Rabbi Savar, Hechayo Atzmecha Misa, you could give life to yourself. You could do whatever you need for a suit, for a tie, for a shirt, or shoes. That would be allowed. And that's the Shita of Rabbi. So this is what's going on above. That's how they explained earlier that according to, 1 second here. Right. So that's how I explained above that Abai wanted to say Rebbe is the one who says that the malus given to him when you sell a car in Pesach, the malus may be used for chulin, because this is the shita Rebbe he felt was behind all this. Okay, so that was the back and forth. So again, while Rebbe Shai, so again, I'll try to recap for a second. The machlokas was, there's a car in Pesach, when you're makdish a car in Pesach, the initial owner, is he makdish everything entirely, or is he only makdish part of it? So according to Rabbi Shaya, he's makdish only part of it, and he leaves space for other people to join. That's why he said the mission in the Temura, when the Zona joins, there could be Havmina, there should be an Isser Esnim. So it's told to by our case here, on the Brisa, that the Malus are Chulin, it's because there's space for the Hektish money to be Chal. I never was makdish entirely. That's how Rabbi Shaya established that Brisa that's explained in the bottom of Pei Tesem and Beis. However, Baye felt that no, when a person's makdish yakar and pesach, it's entirely, there's no space, it's fully kadosh, there's no space for someone to join, and he would explain the mission Maseches Tumah to be about Rabbi Yosef Glili, about kachim kalim, nothing to do with the karm pesach. So how do you explain the brisa here when the guy pays money mal schulim, if the animal karm pesach is entirely kadosh? Because this is the Rebbe Shita here, that when people collect money to pay back for the karm pesach, they were makdish having in mind that the maus are chulim, that the owner could use it however he wants it. Let's finish off the Gemara before the Mishnah now. The Gemara then says a few lines above the Mishnah, Ulabaye, Damar ilav de okmi Rabbi Shai lahi b'mamona zon al pischa Rebbe. So had Rabbi Shai not established the Mishnah in Temura with the zona about including the zona in the karm pesach, and according to Rebbe, I would have said the Mishnah is Bekachim Kalim Valib the Ryosi Aglili, the Merkachim Kalim in general are Mamam Bailamhu. And that's why you would have thought if she, you know, if you gave her a kachim for the zona, it would be Isser Essen on top of that. That's what you would have thought, had not been the Pasuk L'chol Neder Prat L'Nidur. About Pesach lo Mishar Inish, when it comes to Pesach, when a person smacks it, he leaves no space, it's full of Kaddish. So the Gemara says, but doesn't it say in the Brayos we just said above, Hokatani behedya shamanas kain hikdishu Yisrael es pischayim, that when they makdish the Pesach, they did it with the condition to leave some space on it. I mean, this goes against the understanding of Abai. Abai says that Rebbe holds when you makdish a Pesach, it's full of kadosh, full of kadosh. But the Brayos above just said amnas kain hikdishu Yisrael es pischayim, they makdish the Pesach, allowing space for people to join. Sounds like the carbon Pesach is not kula kadosh. So the Gemara tweaks it and says no. When people set aside the money, it's the money of Hekdesh only so that the Baal can use it however he wants. But Lagabe, the actual Karim Pesach, Einachanami, that would be Kula Kadosh. That ends this discussion. Quite tricky. If you go back to the top of the Gemara, now it will flow, I think, a little bit better now. But that's the basics of what's going on. So now the new Mishnah.
Suppose it looks like it's for that same Pesach he can use the own.
Yeah, in Echanami, yeah.
So he's stuck with that, like with a lot of money that he can't use anyway.
No. Whatever money, whatever price he gives it, he has the money that's needed for woods.
Yeah, but let's say he sells 80% to many people, he can't use that money.
Yeah, so he shouldn't. He should sell whatever money he needs.
How much money he needs.
Yeah, anything else would be extra.
And
Now the Mishnah says in the Vam of Tzad Yom Aleph, the new Mishnah, Azav Shirah Shteria. So going back to people who are Tameh and bring the Karim Pesach on their behalf. So Zav Shirah Shtei Rios, Zav who sees twice, the din is a Zav who sees twice needs to count Shivanakim 7 days. And if he sees 3 times, he needs to bring a carbon, and not until the 8th day is Itar. So Zav Shirah Shtei Rios Shokhtan Alav Bishvi. On the seventh day, even though he's not fully Tahor until the evening, you could still Shecht if the seventh day is Erev Pesach, because by the evening he'll be Tahor. And Shalosh, if he sees 3 days, however, so Shokhtan Alav Bishvi Shalosh. You can only wait until the eighth day, because the eighth day is when the Karban Pesach, rather when he has to bring a Karban as well, that's brought in the eighth day, which is Erev Pesach, and by evening he'll be Tahor. Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom, a woman who sees a dam when she shouldn't be seeing, she's called the Zava. So if she sees one day, she has to, the next evening she could go to the, that evening she could go to the mikvah. So Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom, Shochtan Allah, V'Sheni Shela, the next day, second day, you could Shecht, because by evening should be Tower. Because let's say she sees like day one, so then day two she has to kind of wait, and day two she doesn't see, she's Tower by evening. If let's say she sees Shnei Yamim, she sees 2 days in a row, that too, she has to wait just an extra day. The third day, if she sees nothing, she's Tower that evening. So if she sees Shirasa Shnei Yamim, Shochtan Allah B'Shlishi, in the third day you could Shecht it, because by the third night you should be Tahor. But if she sees 3 days in a row, she's called the Zava, Shochtan Allah B'Shmi. So then she has to wait Shivanakim, and she, the eighth day, she brings a carbon, you can't Shecht her until it's the eighth day. So if the eighth day is Erev Pesach, so then you're allowed to Shecht her. So the Gemara now quotes Machlokas, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Shochtan V'Zorkin Al Tivol Yom, U'Mechus HaKippurim. Tivol Yom is a person who went to the mikvah, and they're just waiting for sunset, for Harav Shemesh. And Mechus HaKippurim is a person who's missing the carbon. They went through the days, but you have to just bring the carbon of carbon tumah, so that you could bring for them as well, even though it wasn't yet brought. Because we know you're allowed to bring the carbon Mechus HaKippurim after the Tamid Shobein Habayim. That's a special exception. You're allowed for the carbon Pesach. So again, Shochin V'Zorkin Al Tivol Yom, U'Mechus HaKippurim, even though the carbon hasn't been brought yet, and even though the sunset hasn't happened yet, you could bring. However, what you can do, says the Gemara, on top of Amin Beis, if ain't Shochin V'Zorkin Al Tamei Sheretz. Person was Tamei Sheretz and had not yet gone to the mikvah, you cannot bring on his behalf, since he didn't go to the mikvah yet. So the Gemara is going to explain all this. Ula Amar, Af Shochtin V'Zorkin Al Tamei Sheretz. Even a person who's Tamei Sheretz, who still needs to go to the mikvah, you can bring a carbon for him, because all he has to do is go to the mikvah, and by evening he'll be Tahor. So Gemara is trying to explain this machlokas. Again, they're arguing about a Tumah Sheretz who didn't go to the mikvah yet. Could you shecht them or not? All he has to do is go to the mikvah. What's the big deal? Go to the mikvah, and then you go to it's ready. Karban Pesach. Why would you say not? So Gemara says, Lerav, Ma'ishna Tivol Yom, Dechazi Le'orta. So why by Tivol Yom? Why could you shecht for the Tivol Yom? By evening, he'll be Tahor. Tami Sheretz Nami Chazi Le'orta. The one who's Tami Sheretz also by evening, he'll be Tahor by Leil Seder. So Gemara says, the problem by the Tami Sheretz is because Mechusar Trila. He didn't go to the mikvah yet. Since he didn't go to the mikvah, he might not go to the mikvah, and therefore we can't shecht on his behalf. Where it says Tivol Yom Nami Mechusar Erev Shemesh. By the guy who went to the mikvah, he's called Tivol Yom. He's missing Erev Shemesh. The sun hasn't set yet. So why is he any better than the guy who's Tamei Sheretz who didn't go to the mikvah yet? So where it says Shimsha Memela Arva. The sun's going to set. It's not in his control. It's going to happen. It's 100% going to happen. So there's nothing to really, nothing's lacking here. But Mechusar Kippurim Nami. So what about the guy Mechusar Kippurim? The guy who needs to bring a carbon. And he didn't bring the carbon yet. The guy says, not a problem. You could shecht for him, and the carbon pesach will be brought later on. The carbon Mechus HaKippurim will be brought. So that's missing something a lot. So I understand sunset, nothing's missing. So Tivol Yom, something's missing. A mice is missing. But Mechus HaKippurim, something even bigger is missing. Bring carbonos is a much bigger deal than going to the mikvah. So the Gemara says, Mechus HaKippurim nami ha Mechus HaKippurim. So Gemara says, no, Shekina b'yado. So he's holding on to the money or the basket of birds. Everything's ready to go. So Gemara says, Tami Sheretz Nami, have a mikvah lefanav. There's a mikvah right there. The guy just jumps in. It's right there. Why is it any worse than the guy holding on to the birds? So Gemara says, Dilma Pasha. Maybe he'll make a mistake. Maybe he'll forget. Maybe he won't go to the mikvah. So Gemara says, Ihachi, Mechus HaKippurim Nami, Dilma Pasha. Maybe he won't bring the carbon. So Gemara says, Kigon de Masrinu le Bezdin. He gave it to Bezdin already. And once it's given to Bezdin, we know for sure things will be taken care of. Uchdrav Shmaya Damar Chazaka and Bezdin Shakohanim Om de Misham Ad Shiichlu Maos Shabashofos. We know that when something's in the hand of the Bezdin of Kohanim, of the Bezdin of the Beis Hamikdash, nothing will be forgotten. They will not walk away from the day until everything, all the money and karbanos are taken care of, and therefore you could be assured it's going to happen. So although Mechus HaKippurim, in a very physical sense, is much more lacking than the mikvah would seem, but in terms of the assurance of it taking place, it's 100% going to happen. As opposed to the guy who needs to go to the mikvah, the Tamei Sheretz, it may not happen. So the Gemara says, U'l'rav midaraisa, who comes out here, according to Rav, the Rav midaraisa michzachazi. Really, a person who's Tamei Sheretz, he's really allowed, he's really fit. But we're concerned he might not go to the mikvah, so Rabbanan hu degazibe, the Chachamim were gozer, because he might not go to the mikvah, they said, you know what, let's not include him in the Karban Pesach, and we'll push him off until Pesach Sheni, because of Gzeir Midrabbanan. So Gemara says it's only Gzeir Midrabanan. Why we exclude a Tamei Sheretz? Alama Amar Rab. Why does Rav himself say? We saw earlier, a couple week ago or so. If there's 50-50, let's say it's split in half, Mechsa Tamei Mechsa Tara. So what do you do? Mitamin Echamem Bisheretz. He says you should make one guy Tamei Sheretz. Now wait a second. According to Rav, Rav who holds Midaraisa, Tamei Sheretz is really permitted. Because of Gezerah, he might not go to mikvah. We go to him. So Ela Larav Midaraisa Nami Lochazi. So sorry, that's before I get the answer. So really, if the Tumah Sheretz is really Tahor in a Deraisa level, a really Chazi, so he shouldn't tip the skill to Tumah, the scale to Tumah. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela Larav, it's not because Tumah Sheretz is a Gezerah, he might not go to mikvah. Ela Rav Midaraisa Nami Lochazi. On a Deraisa level, one who's Tamei Sheretz may not be part of the Karban Pesach. Nothing to do with the mikvah, nothing to do with the pshia, having to do with a deraisa. What's the deraisa? What's the pasuk? The chesiv says in the pasuk, ishish, kiyat Tamei Lenefesh, when a person is Tamei Lenefesh. So what's who's a person who's Tamei Lenefesh and can't perform the mitzvah of Karban Pesach? Mila Askinen is not a situation, shechal shvi shalal lios bera Pesach. It's very possible that the guy who's Tamei for 7 days, Tumas Meis, his seventh day falls out on Erev Pesach. Even though by evening, he'll be Tower, at the end of the day, he's right now he's Tamei. So we see we don't go based on what's going to be, we go based on the current situation. And this, when it says, the Pasuk says, just across the board, Tamei Lenefesh doesn't say how many days, it could even be the most extreme case, where it's the last day of his Tumas Nefesh, the last day of Tumas Meis, day seven, and yet still we see that he's not able to bring the Karban Pesach. So again, the Gemara says, Mila Skinner is not a case, Shechal Shvi Shalol Yos Ber Pesach, Dainu Tumas Sheretz, which is the same thing as Tumas Sheretz, which is the last day, right? The Shvi Shel guy Shvi of Tumas Meis is equal to guys Tumas Sheretz, meaning they all have to do is wait till the evening to become Tahor, and yet we see he's excluded. So the Gemara says, Hainu Tumas Sheretz, Vam Rachmana Nidche, such a guy, even though it's his last day of Tumah, he's pushed off, whether he's Tamei Tumas Meis, whether he's Tamei Tumas Sheretz. So the Chitim, if you're going to tell me, Mimai Deha Hachi Savarla, Krebi Yitzchak, how do you know this? Because he holds like Rabbi Yitzchak, Tamei Mesim, Mitzvah, Hayu, Shechal Shri Shalem, Liyosper, Pesach, that these people who were Tamei, who were the ones who could not perform the Tumas, the Karban Pesach in the Midbar, right? We know in the Pasuk in Baaloscha, they were very upset, they weren't able to bring the Pesach, give us a second chance, so they gave Pesach Sheni instead. Who were the people who were Tamei Meis? So Gemara and Sukkah brings a few different reasons. Those who are carrying Aron Oshel Yosef, there's an opinion that says it was Tumas Meis Mitzvah. So the Gemara says it must be a Meis Mitzvah, that opinion that fell out, that Damar Tamei Meis Mitzvah Hayu, they were people, someone died, they have to take care of the Meis. So Shechal Shvi Shalahen Lios Be'er Pesach. Turned out the seventh day of Tumas Meis fell out on Erev Pesach. Shenemar V'lo Yachul Lasos HaPesach Bayom Ahu. They couldn't perform the Pesach that day. What does it mean Bayom Ahu that day? So Gemara's Medayik, Bayom Ahu Hu De'en on Yichon Lasos. They couldn't do it that day. Aval Lamacha Yichon Lasos. But the next day they could have done it. They're one day off from missing it. And yet nonetheless, Amar Rachmana Nidchu. If you're not Tamei by the daytime, even though nighttime you'll become Tower, you're pushed off. Whether it's Tumas Meis, whether it's Tumas Sheretz, it's a psul mediraisa. That's why Rav holds the Tumas Sheretz. You may not shochten vizorkin al Tamei Sheretz. Okay. So now the Gemara quotes our Mishnah on Amud Aleph. The Mishnah had said, Tanan, Zav Shirah Shtei Rios, a man who saw Shtei Rios, he has to wait 7 days. So shochten olav bishvi, in the seventh day you're allowed to, my lav de lo tavo. Is it not a case where he did not go to the mikveh yet? He has to still go to the mikveh, and yet still you're allowed to shechtim. V'shmami, now we could learn from here that you can be shochtin v'zorkun al tamei sheretz, like the opinion of Ula, because all he has to do is go to the mikveh. What's the big deal? Just like our Mishnah here, Meseches Pesachim. So Gemara says, lo, the tava, it's the case where he went to the mikveh. He went to the mikveh, and that's why you're allowed. But if he didn't go to the mikveh, even a zav, ain't shochtin v'zorkun al zav. So Gemara says, Ida tavel, if he went to the mikveh, my kamash v'lam, what's a chiddush here? All he needs to do is wait for sunset. We learn from here that the afagav, the mechuser, hev shemesh, even though the guy is still lacking something, even though the zav is not fully tar because he has to wait for sunset, in the end of the day, the shimshe mimela arve, to tell me that since the sunset is inevitable, he's considered tahor legabe the Karban Pesach. But if he's missing a tefillah, he would be pasul, just like the shita of Rav by Tumas Sheretz. So the Gemara then says, Hachanami Mesavra, it's also very sensible to explain this way, that he went to the mikveh already, mit the Katani Sefer. From the Sefer it says, Ra Shalosh Rios, if he saw 3 times, he has to now wait 8 days, because the 8th day is when he brings the carbon for Tumazav, Shochna La Bishmini. So Iyamis, if you say, Bishmazav, Shira She Rios, Shochna La Bishvi Shalo, it's the Tavil. When are you able to be Shochna Mizorkin Al Zav She Rios? When he went to the mikveh already, so then, Itzrich Sakadat Techamin, I would have thought only Rosh De Rios Bishri, who Dla Mechosa Maisa, only a Zav, who doesn't need to bring a carbon, so we let it shecht on his behalf. where a guy saw three times, and not only did he have the push of the day, but he's not only missing Harav Shemesh, but he's even missing Mechusa Maisa, Mechusa Kapara, lo. Maybe that case, I would say, you shouldn't be able to shecht for Zav Shira Shalosh. So Kamash Malam, the Af Agav, the Mechusa Kapara, the Chiddush is, even though he's missing the Karbam, you could still be shocht and Vizork and Ilaveh on the Zav Shira Shalosh Rios, because the Bez and Shekwanim are going to make sure that the Karbam's brought. So that all makes sense if the case of the Zav Shirash Sherios is where he went to the mikvah already. But if you're going to say where he didn't go to the mikvah, so things won't work out nicely. Ke'ela Iyamis, if you're going to suggest, Rosh Sherios Bishvi is a case Delo Tava, where he didn't go to the mikvah, and yet he could still bring the carbon on his behalf. So then, Ra Shalosh Bishmini Lamuli. Then the guy saw three times, and you could bring on the eighth day. What's the chiddush there? Hashe Yeshlomar, Rosh Sherios Bishvi Delo Tava, the Tami Ma'al Yehu. Right, the guy who's a Zav, who didn't go to the mikvah, he's a full Tumah. He didn't do anything to make himself Tahor. He's completely Tumah as you could possibly be. And yet you could still bring the carbon Pesach on his behalf, Shochtim Vizarkin Elave. So then, Ra Shalosh Bishmini, a guy who saw three times, the Tavale, if it's the eighth day, that means he went to the mikvah already. He has to go to the mikvah on the seventh day. It's the carbon that's brought on the eighth day. So he already went to the mikvah, so he's a Bishvi, the Kalish Tumah, his Tumah already went down, so lo Kol Shekein, so certainly, Shachtim Vizarkin Alave. In terms of the levels of Kedusha, granted a Zav, Shira Shlosh Rios, needs more to become Tahor, and he needs the carbon, but at the end of the day, by the eighth day, he already went to the mikvah, so his Tumah is already diluted. So if the Zav, who never went to the mikvah, you're allowed to Shachtim Vizarkin, who's fully Tumah, certainly a Zav, who went to the mikvah, certainly can. What's the Chiddush? Elav Shmaminav, meaning the only thing that makes sense is that Rosh Shteis Rios is Bishvi, the Shachtin Lavei, the Tavil. We went to the mikvah already, and that's why he could be Shachtin Vizorkin. But if he didn't go to the mikvah, you couldn't Shecht, just like Rav holds, ain't Shachtin Vizorkin, Altima Sheretz. And where it says, not true at all. Lo, the Olam Eimelacha, Lidol Tavil. I could still say our mission of the Zav, Shirosh Shteis Rios, is where he didn't go to the mikvah at all. And if he didn't go to the mikvah, you could be Shachtin. Ah, so why do you teach me the case of the Ra Shlosh Rios, where he did go to the mikveh already? Because it's Yitzchak Dachan Amin, I would have thought, Bishrihu, to be Adel Lasakein, on the seventh day, it's in the ability, he could fix it up, he could go to mikveh, it's in his hands to go to mikveh, that's all he has to do. But Bishmini, when the eighth day, Dan Biyadel Lahakriv carbon, it's not his ability to bring the carbon, it's not to somebody else. So if it's somebody else, maybe he's too far removed from being able to bring the carbon Pesach on his behalf. Ema Pasha Bei Kohanim, may the Kohanim make a mistake. And that's why we add in Kamashvam, the Chiddush of Rav Shmaya, that when it's the Bezdin Shakwanim, we know for sure things are going to be taken care of. Okay. Now the Gemara said, Vazava Shochtin, they're talking about the Zava, the woman who sees the Adam now. Tani Kamadir of Adabar Ava, Vahazava Shochtin, Aleb Shvishala. The din is by a Zava, you could Shecht on her seventh day. On the seventh day, you could Shecht. Amrle Zava Shvishala, Michazia, is she fit on the seventh day? Afil man damar Shochtin Vizorkin al Tamisheretz, even the opinion of Ula, who said you could Shochtin Vizorkin on the Tumasheretz, Hani Mile Tamisheretz, the Chaz of the Orta, by evening he'll be permitted, he'll be Tower. But ha, by the woman of the Zava, on the seventh day, she's not permitted until the eighth day. So not that night, alamachar demasa kabar, until the eighth day, when she brings the kabar, and then the evening afterwards, is she permitted? Halachazia. So Gemara says, you're right. What the Brisa meant to say is, ema bishmini. Azava, you can be shochin aleh bishmini, on the eighth day of her, that's when it's allowed. Pshita, of course, it's already pretty much done. Why would you think otherwise? So ma, the same, what would you have thought? Kaven the mechaser kabar, since she didn't bring the carbon yet on the eighth day, lo, maybe she's disqualified. Kamash Milan, the Chiddush of Kedav Shmaya again, that we once it's in the hands of Bezdin Shakwanim, we know for sure they're going to make sure the carbon is brought. And then finally, the Gemara says that Ravina Amar, he has a different Okimta. When it said above that the Zava, Shochtin Vizorkin al Shvi, don't change the word Shvi to Shmini, rather change the word Zava to Nida. Nida, who sees Dam when she's supposed to be seeing, does not bring a carbon. So he says, Ravina Amar, Nida, Tana Kamid, Vahanida, Shochtin al Shvi. That's the din, which is Pasha. So Gemara says, Amar le Nida b'shvi michazia. Is she fit on the seventh day? Afilu man damar shochtin v'zorkin al tamei sheretz. The reason why those who permit you, the sheet of Ula, to shecht for tamei sheretz, is because of the evening, after tefila and Harav Shemesh, chazi l'orter. But Nida l'orter, the shvi hu de tavla, the Nida doesn't go to the mikvah until the seventh night. And then afterwards, she has to wait until the eighth day to become tar. So she's not actually fit the night time. The Nida l'orter, the shvi hu de tavla, Ad Shemini of the Harav Shemesh, she needs to wait till the eighth day for sunset for it to work. So Gemara says, Lo Chazir Ella, Lo Chazir. So Ella Ema Bishmini. So it must be Anida is really only fit on the Shemini, on the eighth day. In Echanami. No. A woman sees neither one. She's supposed to see. Even she's a tipas kechardel. She's tummy for 7 days. Midiraisa. Yeah. Pshita. That's obvious. Of course. So we knew that din by the nida by the 8th day. If she, of course, she could shecht her because by evening she'd be permitted. Well, she went to the mikvah the 7th night. So all she's waiting is now for the sunset of the 8th night. So the Gemara says pshita. Hashta mazava to mechasta kapara. And the Zava, on the 8th day, you could bring a Karim Pesach on her behalf, even though she's Mechasa Kabara, you could be Shochlin, Vizark, and Alea, Bishmini, so Nida, Delo Mechasa Kabara, Tzichla Meimar, Nida, where there's no carbon to be brought, do you need to tell me that Chiddush? The Gemara says, Tzichla Meimar, the Shochlin, Vizark, and Alea? So Gemara says, Nida, Itzichla, you need to teach me the Din, Nida. What are you teaching the Din? Hak Mashmalan, the Bishmini in Bishrilo, to tell us that she's only permitted on the 8th day, but not the 7th day. Why? To tell us the chiddush of the brayso, right? We know the halacha, but the fact that Anita cannot go to the mikveh during the daytime. There may have been a havmina that Anita could go to the mikveh during the daytime on the 7th day and be right the nighttime, but they were telling us no, Anita must wait until the nighttime of the 7th day to go to the mikveh, which means she needs to wait to the 8th day or night for Harishemesh. As the brayso says, Gidatanya, Kol Chayave Tvilos Tvilasim Bayom, all types of people who are Tame, who require Tvila go Bayom, with the exception of Nida Violadas Tvilasim Balayla. They must go at nighttime. Ditanya, Yachol Te Tavelas Bayom. You might have thought a woman could go to the mikvah, the Nida could go Bayom, Tamalomar, Shivas Yamim Tiabinidasa, Tiabinidasa Kol Shiva Violadas Ishkashli Nida. Means she's Tame all 7 days. You need to wait until the 7 days are complete. And not until after the 7th day, meaning the 7th night, is she allowed to go to the mikvah. And by extension, by a hekesh, we apply this to Yoledes as well. We'll do a quick recap here. The first half, I'll just run through quickly the Amud about the Okimta of when you have the most schulin that's paid for the Pesach. Either it's because the Karim Pesach itself wasn't fully kadosh, and the most are chal in the hekesh, and the most become chulim. Or even if you assume that the Karim Pesach is kula kadosh, but when people are makdish their most, it's unconditioned that the owner is allowed to use it. We have machlok is how the owner could use it, either for something related to Karim Pesach, whether it be the Eitzim, whether it be Matzah Mar, or maybe even the Shita Rebbe, you could use it for whatever you want, even for buying his soup. Then we had the mission at the bottom of Tzad Yamin Aleph, which had the din of Azav Shirash Shtei Rios, Azav Shirash Shlosha Rios, and Azav of the same din of Mashemar Tzim Keneged Yom, and if she saw 3 times, and then we had Machlokas, whether you could Shochten Rezorkin al Tiva Yom, or whether, rather, you can be Shochten Rezorkin al Tiva Yom in Mechutz Kippurim, Machlokas, whether you could Zorkin Rezorkin on a Tuma Sheret, as Machlokas Rav Ula. We went back and forth and explained the different differences here, and the reason why a Mechutz Kippurim can bring Pesach on their behalf is because the Bezin Shekhanim will make sure that the carbon brought, as opposed to a person who requires tevila, he might make a mistake. Gemara says it wasn't because of a mistake, rather it's because of din deraisa. The pasuk says anybody who's tamei er pesach is nidcha, whether it's tumas meser, whether it's tumas sheret. And then we had a discussion in the back and forth of whether our mission is a case where the zava went to the mikvah or didn't go to the mikvah, and finally the case of the zava that you could shecht on the shvi. We said really it should mean either bishmini or shmini nida bishmini, to teach me that nida could go only after 7 days are complete, that she go to the mikvah. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day, beautiful Shabbos.